I wonder if anybody really cashed in last Friday when we were talking about Reese's picks for Wild Card Weekend. Because, I mean, she got them all right if you were playing along on opposite day.
She went 6-0 in deciding the teams who were going to be eliminated.
Sure.
We took a slice of that humble pie this weekend. She chose. Now, here's the thing. I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, well, then every single game was decided in the final minute.
Oh, yeah.
These games could have gone either way.
Well, and I talked about it yesterday. I said every single game except for the Chargers and last night was within 4 points.
Which was insane. They were setting records left and right for NFL postseason, you know, records and comebacks and lead changes. So she very well could have, in a different universe, finished 4-2.
Which is funny, though, because when she gave her picks on Friday, I was like, yeah, like most of them, I was like, I'm on board with that. And then to see the outcome, poor little Reese, this is probably her worst week ever.
This was bad. She's gaining traction on the internet. Barstool Sports, I just shared the video earlier this morning. And I'm sitting here thinking, well,
wait, they shared it? Now I'm scared for you. For the wrong reasons?
Oh, I'll tell you this. I started doing this as a fun bonding thing between me and her to get her to learn football and for us to watch games together. And then something like this happens. And there was a part of me that told my wife, like, hey, we're not doing this anymore because of the negative comments that kept coming in.
Right.
You got to remember, this is
the keyboard warriors are ridiculous.
This is a 4-year-old who's just grabbing a helmet.
Right.
There's no analyst. There's nothing behind it. It's just a kid at a table picking helmets. So I had to tell my, or actually my wife had to tell me, just stay off. Just don't read the comments. Just let it go. I'm thinking, well, yes, it's tough because it's my daughter that they're talking about. If it was me, it'd be a completely different conversation.
Right.
But then I'm like, well, you know what? I guess all publicity is good publicity, right? Is that what they say? Something like that. So
yeah.
People are talking about her, and I just ended up switching the caption to say, like, hey, Reese, predict the teams who are going to get eliminated.
So now it looks like she got them all
right.
And now
everybody that sees the video now going forward thinks she's an absolute genius.
Okay, so is she ready for this week's picks? Are you ready for this week's
picks? I don't
know
if I am, but I'm sure she is. We got, and that's what's tough, because now you only have 4 games. So now you're really under the microscope. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck, little Reese.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You survived the road trip, but how much did you forget? Who was the better packer, you or your wife?
First off, how dare you come at me like that? I did a fantastic job packing.
For once?
I know I don't have the best track record.
No.
Going into this thing, yes, everybody thought, oh, what's Anthony going to forget? I'll tell you this. I did not forget a single thing.
Wow. Oh, not even like, hey, honey, can I borrow?
Oh, no. Oh, there. No, not that I can recall. But I will say I did mess up in the sense of not packing enough. What I mean by that is, the weather was much colder over there than it was here, which I didn't really take into account. So the outfits I had brought were, you know, day one, a flannel and a t-shirt. Day two, a flannel and a light, or a t-shirt and a light jacket. So nothing really heavy. The high was like 36 over there.
Ooh.
So I had to take all the aforementioned outfits and wear them all together on the same days just to stay warm.
Mommy's a Groundhog Day? No, Daddy didn't pack right.
Yeah, all the pictures looked like they were just from one day because I had the same exact outfit on. But no, I remember my toothbrush, my shoes. I know, I did so good.
Now, last time you went camping with the family, I think you forgot pants, right? You only had shorts? Did you remember your pants?
As ridiculous as that sounds, yes, I had one pair of pants per each day. So, thank goodness.
All right. And you tried to call your wife out for overpacking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I've realized that's what you have to do with kids. You have to bring more for a just-in-case kind of thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep track of how many bags we don't even open. Everything got used. The just-in-case bags were used for those just-in-case moments. And she crushed it. She knows what she's doing.
You brought it up and our boss thought it was the funniest thing. I got to ask, did the actual porta-potty that you bought for the road trip, was that a gem? Did it come in handy?
Aside from my wife, the porta potty was the MVP of the trip. Because it was a six hour drive, and the kids did so good. We made one stop on the way there and on the way home. We had got lunch. We stopped for gas, whatever this and that. And of course, in classic kid fashion, as we're pulling away, my daughter says, Daddy, I got to go potty.
Of course you do.
Of course. So pull off, use the big, you know, extendable portable toilet that I got. She used it, did great. We used it, I think it was 3 or 4 times on the trip. And it didn't really cut into our time getting there.
We need to start like our own Amazon storefront. You need to put the porta potty up there because since I've mentioned about the vacuum seal bags, I've got hit up by multiple people. Which ones did you buy? Look at it. We are becoming like travel gurus.
These are total influencer things, yeah.
Right?
Yep, yep. The porta potty, we'll be sure to link that. I'm telling you, especially if you have little ones. This is perfect. Or
how many times did you use it?
I was tempted once.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Finders keepers, or are you setting up your marriage to totally fail? You know me, I'm super superstitious, so this whole story makes me a little uncomfortable. There's a couple who moved into a brand new house. They're exploring their new house. They find out that this house has an attic. They go into the attic, and up in the attic, there is a preserved wedding dress. So beautiful lace, white wedding dress, all boxed up and preserved. So the new homeowners do what any homeowner would do with this, and they go to TikTok to unwrap this preserved wedding dress, which that alone had people going, what are you doing? Like, leave that alone. But then they take it a step further. The new homeowner is a couple. The woman is about to get married. They're engaged, right? So she now goes on to social media and says, I want to take this dress, at least the lace from it, and either use it to make a robe for my wedding or use the lace to make a reception dress for the upcoming wedding. She did say she contacted the previous owners, the ones they bought the house from, and asked, and it was not their wedding dress. So this wedding dress has been there pre the people before them. Do you actually use that dress for your wedding, or is that bad juju?
I'm glad that they reached out to the previous owners to see if that was their dress. That'd have been the first thing I would have done. Now, mm-hmm. The previous owners knew that the dress was there by saying, no, that's not mine.
No, they didn't. They didn't know it was there. But it was not their dress. When they contacted about, is your wedding dress, was it in the attic? No, that's not ours. Did not know it was in there.
Okay, well, then I guess that's as far back as you could. Well, see, I don't know, because that's got to be something really special, right? The wedding dress for the woman. So I might do a little digging, and I might see who the owner was before them.
Well, especially with TikTok. If you're going to go onto TikTok, the very first video is you buy a house with your fiance, you find a wedding dress in the attic. TikTok, do your thing. Find out whose dress this is.
Yeah, and to cut it up and make something else out of it, I wouldn't feel right doing that.
I don't know. I don't like any bad vibes or anything, and I feel like if you're going to cut up somebody else's wedding dress, I would not sit well with me to wear at my own wedding.
Is it just because it was sitting at, like, what if you found the wedding dress somewhere else? What if it was like Goodwill or who knows what? Would you still want to cut it?
Went to Goodwill and that was your intention. Whoever it was that got rid of the dress got rid of it for a reason. That's what I would be worried about, is that the dress already has bad juju and they're probably not together and that's why the dress is at Goodwill. But the fact that this is preserved, somebody spent the time to preserve their wedding dress, put it in the attic. I mean, they did forget it. Maybe they passed. Who knows? I don't think I'm cutting up someone else's wedding dress that I found in my attic.
I don't think I am either, because there's just something about it that says don't touch it.
Right.
Do not, just leave it where it is.
Well, and even opening it, I think I would have a problem with that, of like, no, that was preserved. It was boxed up to stay that way and hopefully hand down to whoever's, you know, daughter, granddaughter, whatever.
I'd make it more of my mission to try and track down the person whose dress it is more than anything else.
What would you do in this situation? You find this wedding dress in your attic. Are you using it for your wedding? Or are you maybe going on a mission to find the owner?
1-888-431-3764. You can call or text. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I got to agree with the 909. Straight to the Goodwill. There is something just not right about this wedding dress that was found in the attic. A couple who's getting ready to get married bought a new house. They did some exploring in the new house, went into the attic, and they found that somebody had preserved their wedding dress. Now, since they are getting married, the bride-to-be thought, maybe I'm going to use this dress for my wedding. Not wear it, because she opened up the preserved box. Was not her style, but she said, maybe I'll do something else with it. Maybe a robe or even a reception dress, to where everybody online has some type of comments about this.
I could not bring myself to do anything with that dress. The fact that, one, it's sitting in the attic. That creepy little point number one.
Right.
The fact that it's
next to an Annabelle doll.
And it's, it's a wedding dress. I don't know. You're talking about bad juju and just negative things attached to it. It's just sitting up there all by its lonesome. I wouldn't, one, wouldn't cut it. Two, wouldn't open it. Would definitely not wear it.
Well, and we don't know how long it's been sitting up there because the wife said, or the wife-to-be said, that she contacted the previous owner to see if it was theirs. And they said no. So,
but the girl that found it, didn't she say it looked like an old, like a much older type of dress?
It did look, because I saw the videos, it did look definitely dated, not anything current.
No, thank you.
Michelle in Orange, what would you do?
I mean, I think as a society, we're so used to putting like tying negative things, you know, to everything, right? We just see the negative about it. But what if this is like, what if they were in a financial situation, and what if in fact, like this was a memorabilia, right? But what if it was a successful couple from God knows when, and this was like a sign? I don't necessarily think I would cut it up. But what if she can wear it, if she likes it, if it's her style?
She did hold up the dress because there's been a couple videos since the original one, and it's a very dated dress. She said she wasn't going to wear it, but she would repurpose it.
Yeah, maybe the repurposing, not so much, or maybe she can style it different for, like, the reception, but cutting it up and using bits and pieces, maybe not.
I don't know. With older stuff, that's how I feel. Like, part of me thinks it's haunted. Part of me thinks that a ghost wore it at her own wedding, and nobody knows the backstory behind this thing.
You've been on the haunted mansion too many times.
Would not. It's like an artifact. It's like something that you find in like a museum. Would you ever cut something up that you found there?
No. I think maybe to your point, Anthony, probably just finding the rightful owner would do its justice a lot better.
100%. And since she's already gone viral on TikTok, why wouldn't you use TikTok to help me find the owner of this dress?
That's what's great about social media is you can put something up there and you will end up finding who you're looking for at the end of the day.
Right. 909 says if the previous owner wasn't contacted by somebody looking for that dress, then nobody wanted it. So it's good to go. It's fair game for her to do whatever she wants with it.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Leave it where it is.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Kelly and Mark better get ready for a fight from Kelly and Anthony because, ooh, something they said on their show the other day really rubbed me the wrong way. They were talking about fashion items and fashion items that are outdated. And they both agreed that one, at least item that used to be a wardrobe staple is so outdated, it does nothing but make you look old.
And it is?
Leggings.
Give me a break.
Right?
Everyone wears leggings.
Okay, so Mark told Kelly this, their husband and wife, and Kelly said, oh, that's great. Leggings should never be worn as pants.
How else do you wear them?
Well, she's saying, like, I wear them, but I wear them to exercise. I don't wear them to go out
That's the equivalent to men wearing sweats out. Right?
Right. I mean, I'm not wearing leggings if I'm going into a boardroom or into court or anything like that. But I have, like, my leggings I wear to the gym when I go. And then I have my, like, good leggings that I'll wear to, like, the baseball field or to Target.
Grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Same thing. I have my sleep sweats, my going out sweats, my workout sweats.
Yeah, there's, like, different variations, different levels. Yeah.
I don't want to have to throw on jeans if I don't have to.
Oh, let me tell you this. Then Mark took it one step further. You know what he said? Oh. He said, leggings are just like skinny jeans. They do nothing but make you look old.
Cancel them.
Well, you
cancel
know what? It's a good thing I haven't watched your show in the last, I don't know how long you've been on.
I can't believe he said Kelly and Anthony are much better than Mark and Kelly. Kelly and Mark, whatever you want to call them. Yeah.
I would agree. But I think the whole leggings are out. I've even seen this on TikTok as a trend of like, this is how we're going to elevate in 2026. No, they're comfy.
You elevate on your own.
Yeah.
You want to walk around wearing a suit every day? That's your decision. I want to be comfy.
As a mama, too, who like lives part-time in a baseball field, I don't want to have to sit and watch a game and eat snack bar food in tight pants.
Yep.
I want to wear yoga pants.
You dang right.
Right? You feel me?
I feel you.
Don't give me a button. I want to just be able to pull them on up.
I take this flannel off. I'm getting all hot and bothered right now.
It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Take me back to 2016. That is trending online. People wanted to go back 10 years from now where they said life was a little simpler. What were you doing 10 years ago?
2016, I believe that was the year I got married.
Yeah. Do you want to confirm? You should know these things.
Somewhere in that area. I was on my, second. It was actually my first full year working at K-Frog.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was still in college the year before and I was working here part-time. So I jumped on full-time.
That was a big year for you then.
I know.
You got married full-time here.
You and I flew to New York for a Florida Georgia Line album release party.
I pulled up the picture because I was like, what was happening in 2016? And I found the picture of us with Florida Georgia Line. It said, how funny, we broke up and got back together faster than Florida Georgia Line.
How about that? that was a pretty good year for me. What were you up to?
2016, I think I was trying to figure out life because Carter was just a year. He was born the year before, so I had a one-year-old. I was balancing doing the morning show here, so I was probably a hot mess. So not a lot has changed for me. I'm about the same 10 years later, except for I've added another child.
It's crazy to think that was 10 years ago.
Right?
It doesn't feel like that was that long ago.
And I still credit all that to the pandemic. The pandemic created like this time warp of like, you don't realize it was 10 years ago versus like a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And this is, remind me again, what year are we in? 26?
2026, yes.
That's crazy. That was 6 years ago.
It's about to be your 10-year anniversary.
Oh my gosh, you're right.